The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 120 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is Kevin, the lucky guy that gets to host this program once every 2 to 3 weeks. And today is Friday, November the 15th. It's around 1 in the afternoon. I'm out for my lunchtime run, my typical Friday lunchtime run, where I get to work at home. It's kind of windy today. It's definitely overcast, but a bit warmer than it has been. My early morning runs all week have been tights weather. Yeah. So, good thing I run in the dark. Today it's about 45 degrees. Feels a little cooler than that with the wind. And I am back from a week in Disney World, I should say, down in Orlando. So I'm just about recovered from my post Disney vacation depression. And I know you all, whether you've been to Disney or not, know what I'm talking about. The folks at Disney have perfected somehow the whole customer service thing and do an amazing job. I mean, think about this. Those of you who are lucky enough to be able to vacation at Disney every now and then, it just about requires that you cash in your 401k to visit. And once you're there, if you're like me, you're up very early. I was up at about 5:45 every morning so that I could get my runs in, get back in time to help get the kids up, fed, dressed, all that good stuff. You're spending so much money and you have so much fun inside those parks, you feel like you have to get there the second that it opens. And then, of course, while you're there, you've got to do everything inside the park in that one day, sometimes two. So there's a lot of walking, a lot of running, and you know, you gotta stay till it closes. By the time you get to your car or get on the transit system, get back to your room, it's rather late. And there's pretty much no time to do anything besides get the kids ready for bed, fall in bed, and get ready to do it the next day. And then the next day comes, and you repeat the same thing for, I don't know, in my case it was 6 days. And then it comes time to leave. And all you can think about is, when can I come back? It's an amazing feat those people get away with. So anyway, I'm back, trying to get back into the swing of things. My training has been going okay. Like I said before, I'm not really training for anything. I've pretty much entered into the winter hunker down mode, where I try just to make sure that I get out 5 or 6 days a week during the winter and can be ready for something come springtime. My achy, breaky heart has been cooperating very nicely with my running. In fact, let's see, I've increased my run-walk ratio to a 5-1 and I'm actually skipping walk breaks every now and then. Usually going downhill, I'll skip them. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than good. While at Disney, I can remember, I think two of my runs I did with my Energizer Bunny wife. And there was a 5 mile run and a close to a 5.5 mile run, both without walk breaks. And my pace was about 9.5 minutes. One was like 9:25. Which, for me, is very fast relative to where I've been. So, I'm having a lot more fun with this stuff than I've had in quite a while. So, as you would expect this time of year, this episode is chock full of great race reports. Dr. Amanda finished her New York City race, and of course, God love her, raised some bucks for a great charity. Our buddy Dwayne visited beautiful Scranton, Pennsylvania, finished the Steamtown. He's going to talk about it. Katie talks about Chicago, and of course, everyone's nutty friend Chris Russell. I say nutty because he's still hanging on to his marathon a month deal and made it to Fort Myers, Florida for his latest race. And also there's a submission that I want you to pay particular attention to. I think it's about 3 deep in our episode today, from my girlfriend Kara over in Indianapolis. Kara ran the Indianapolis Monumental Marathon. And that happens to be the marathon that I did 3 years ago. So her update doesn't just bring back memories of that race. But what I want you to pay particular attention to is the emotion in her voice when she talks about this race. I've done interviews on other podcasts and spoken to lots of people about marathons, and in particular, finishing one, and the feeling that you have when you do that. And trust me, I cannot do justice to the emotions you go through at the end of a marathon the way Kara does. So take a listen, especially if you've never done one or are thinking of doing one. It's good stuff. Thanks for sharing, Kara. But besides a lot of good race reports, it seems like everybody else is training for one and is quickly approaching their big day. Katie from Texas somehow manages a 22-mile training run, and she uses the word glorious to describe her 22-mile run. Good stuff, huh? Shannon will be doing Space Coast soon. Just lots of good stuff. So let's get on with the good stuff, huh? We'll chat a little bit at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, extra milers. This is Katie from South Texas calling in. And we have a guest speaker today. His name is Evan. Evan, say hello.
Hi.
He is busy with Curious George right now. But anyway, I am sporting my CEP compression socks, hot pink, because my legs need them. We did our 22-mile long run today. It was glorious. It was great. We survived it. We had a little bit of a cold front come in, so the humidity wasn't bad, and it was a whole whopping 59 degrees when we started, so just absolutely loved it. But my legs are sore, and the compression wear is definitely helping recovery. So if you don't wear compression socks, get some. I highly recommend them. So we're training up for our 50K ultra race. It is in Huntsville, Texas, at Huntsville State Park. And it is December 7th. So I'm looking forward to hopefully finishing and doing that race. It is pretty tough. Went up there and ran the trails just a couple weeks ago, and we did 17 miles on these hilly trails full of roots and just pretty much almost like running upstairs for quite a bit of it. You definitely have to watch your foot, where you're planting your feet, and it really wears you out. So all the long runs we're doing here are pretty much road running. Not a lot of good trails, and there are some trails, but they are pretty flat. So not technical at all like this race is going to be. So that's going to put a little added challenge in the mix, but it's not going to be from lack of training that we don't finish. We are really putting in a good solid workout plan. We're going to make up to a 26-mile long run before we start tapering down before the race, and we've been very dedicated on our speed work. We're going once a week to the track and doing our track workout with the running club. And I keep saying we. Yeah, I originally had signed up for this race, and then I have some running partners that do all my long runs with me, and since they're training with me, they said, well, why don't they just run the race with me? And so I was very excited to hear that my running companions were going to be able to go out there and run this race with me and keep me motivated. And they're a little bit faster than me, so they actually keep my pace going at a, you know, clip that's challenging but not too much. I'm able to really pick up this season quite a bit compared to the past. If I had done long runs by myself, I would catch myself doing, you know, 11, 12 minute miles, even though I'm capable of much more. So having a group, it goes by faster, and we keep each other moving forward really well. So it's been wonderful. Anyway, I know I haven't called in probably over a year, but I have been listening to the show, and I really appreciate hearing all the runners out there and what y'all are up to. And Kevin, I'm glad the procedure went well and that your heart is beating at the correct rhythm. That is wonderful. And glad to hear that, you know, that's not going to keep you from running, because it's a passion. I know it is for everybody, just like it is for me. I live, eat, breathe it, I swear. But Anyway, happy running. Thanks.
Greetings, fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners and Kevin. Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's November 5th or 6th, whatever Wednesday is. And took last week off, went to North Dakota hunting, got back, and ran Monday. Today's Wednesday. Plan was for 8 miles for my daily midweek November run, so I got 8 miles in on Monday. Today, started up the trail, about 32 degrees, right at freezing, rained all day yesterday, still overcast, windy, just a dreary morning. So, a little over a mile up the hill, what do? I step on a walnut. I've avoided them all fall. Yellow leaves on the ground, yellow walnuts, not a good combination, so a little over a mile in, I rolled my ankle. Walk a little bit, finished the second mile up the hill, stopped, took inventory, had to go back down the hill. Got back down the hill and another half mile and just said, this is stupid. Don't need to do it. Turned around. So the 8 miler turned into a painful 5 miler. So all that aside, still on track for more than enough miles for the year, so might have to bag it for the next couple days. I'll just ride the bike on the bike trainer. That will do the cardio that I need, burn some calories. Kevin, listen to the 118 Extra Mile podcast, and sorry to hear about the heartbeat problems. But here we are, you know, you're in America, best medicine possible, at least for now, until the politicians get to ruin it for us and we end up a third world country. That's a little editorial comment, but currently I'm sure you're getting the best care. Things will work out. Good things happen to good people, so things will be fine. Hang in there. I guess that's my report. Check back in maybe this weekend. If the ankle doesn't swell up too much, I think I'll go home, soak it a little bit in some cold well water, put some ice on it. Things will improve. Talk to you guys later. Have a great week. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you Extra Milers. It's Katie from Princeton, New Jersey. As you can tell, I'm outside. I'm at the start of the Chicago Marathon 2013. It's Sunday, October 13th. And feeling pretty good. It's a little chilly, but it should be a beautiful day and a beautiful run. Just have one little bummer. My Garmin decided that today was the day it was going to die after, I don't know how many years, 6, 7 years. So I am Garminless. I'm wearing it, but it's not working. We'll see how it goes. I'll give you a report when it's over.
Hi, Kevin and all you Extra Milers. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida. At girlsgotsoul.com. That's girlsgotsoul is SOLE.com. And I'm also on Twitter at girlsgotsoul. I did my last long run this morning of 26 miles in preparation for marathon number 2, which will be at Space Coast on December 1st over in Cocoa. And as I am, I'm heading over to my parents' house to spend the evening. I figured I'd give you guys a call to give you a quick update on that. Despite being very sore and having some unfortunate chafing in places I'd rather not be chafed, I'm doing pretty good. It wasn't an easy run the whole time, I will admit that. The end was a little bit rough, but thanks to my Galloway running group over here in Orlando, I got through it, and I'm ready to go for Space Coast. Now we have 3 weeks of taper, which will hopefully not be taper madness, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. And then the marathon, so I'm definitely excited about that. So I hope everyone else is having some good training, and this is also the weekend for New York City, so that's kind of really cool that I got to do my marathon, if not the same day, the day before the New York marathoners, and hopefully they all have a good race over there. Again, this is Shannon from Orlando, Florida. Thanks.
Hey there, Kevin and Extra Miler listeners. This is Kara calling back again to give my race report and the details on my marathon this past weekend. So I ran the Indianapolis Monumental, and just wanted to give it a big thumbs up. If any of you would happen to be in the Indy area next early November, I would just highly recommend that you give this one a try. Not only was it flat and fast as they promised, but it was also quite a scenic route. The timing of the year for being in Indiana is optimal as well. Just the brilliant fall colors surrounding us were just gorgeous, and the weather was also a big bonus. The start line at 8 a.m. was in the low 40s. We had clear sunny skies and ended with temps in the high 40s. The race starts downtown near the Monumental Circle, and the route includes some really great attractions. We started out passing the Lucas Oil Stadium for the Colts, went up around the State Fairgrounds through Butler University. My favorite part, which was going through the Indiana Museum of Art, just a gorgeous backdrop. Then we came back downtown, went down Meridian, where there's just a bunch of charming old historic homes, and around the State Capitol building back to the Circle. So the morning of the race, I met up with a couple of running friends that are newer for me. I've only been running with them off and on the last couple months. And this one gal, Emily, we spoke just before the gun went off, and I asked her what her plan was. And she'd run this last year and had only been like a minute off of a BQ. So that was, you know, she was hoping to maybe knock that off today. And I let her know that I was just planning on beating 4 hours because that would be a PR for me. And I really wanted to hang with her because she's great company. So I told her I'd stick with her as long as I could. But whenever she felt, you know, the need to go, to, you know, no worries. You guys, I'm sure all know how that goes. So we ran well together. Those first, you know, few miles, we were really focusing on managing our pace, making sure we weren't going out too strong or too fast, rather. And then, I don't know, about mile 4 or 5, we noticed the 3-hour, 40-minute pace setter next to us, and we decided we would try to hang, you know, in the back of that group as long as we could. But then around mile 14 or 15, we kind of slipped away. We were really great about stopping for water, Gatorade, fuel, and, you know, just really focused on running smart. We kept each other great company, and we're feeling strong most of it. But about mile 19, I started feeling like things were going a little bit downhill for me. My legs were just really tightening up. I felt this need to stretch. But I wanted to keep going to mile 20 because a really good friend of mine named Kathy was going to be at mile 20, and she was going to jump on for a few miles. So at mile 20, when I saw Kathy, I let Emily know that she looked strong and that I would see her at the finish, and I just wished her luck right then and there, and met up with Kathy, stopped and stretched, and Kathy was awesome. She's a veteran marathoner. She had actually registered for the half and decided not to because she wanted to help me finish. And unfortunately, she came down with pneumonia the week before, so she was still kind of only 50%, but she was going to hang with me as long as she could. She was really good at just motivating me and telling me to keep going, and she ran with me for about a mile or two maybe, and had to back off because of her breathing. And so I turned my iPod on for the first time, and what was it? Aha, Take On Me was on my iPod. And I don't know, I've never ran to that song actually, but it was motivating for me for whatever reason. And I listened to it twice. And then all of a sudden I see Kathy again. She was on a bike. She had hijacked somebody's bike along the route and caught up with me, put the bike down, ran with me for maybe about a mile. Oh, and the guy that owned the bike, he had his friend's bike too, so he was riding alongside of her. So it wasn't like she stole it, but it was kind of funny. It was very sweet of him to let her do that. And so she just said, you've got to keep going. And she let me know that another running friend of ours named Barb was going to be at mile 24. So Kathy let me go about another mile down the way and said she'd meet me at the finish. And then sure enough, like an angel, Barb was there at mile 24. And she had just run the half and had circled back for me. And she was just really positive and uplifting. We started running together, and I told her, you know, emotionally and physically, I was really breaking down, and I didn't care about my time anymore. I just wanted to finish. And then, to my surprise, my husband just jumps on the course, which was awesome. And, you know, I started getting a little emotional. And then I told him and Barb to just to talk. And this was their first time meeting. So they start talking, and I'm just going to keep up and listen. I'd really slowed down a lot by now. I think I was maybe around a 9-minute pace here. And then another surprise at about, I don't know, between mile 25 and 26, I see my two daughters, my 8 and 10-year-old daughters and my 16-year-old bonus son. And that was definitely uplifting. Grace, my 10-year-old, ran with me for about a quarter mile. And then I was almost at the finish. I turned the corner, saw the finish, and I was just a mess and went into the finish and just immediately just felt that relief and that, you know, all the pain just subsided. I, you know, had this thought, it was kind of like childbirth. And, you know, for those of you marathoners who have given birth, you can totally relate, I'm sure, but all that pain through labor and then, you know, the baby comes out and you're just like in total bliss and like joy and nothing else matters. You forget about all that pain. And immediately I forgot about the pain for the last 6 miles that I had been in. And I was just so grateful. My heart was just so full from the friendships that I have through running. You know, Emily, Kathy, Barb, my husband, my family. It just was real emotional. And I looked on my watch and I was so surprised. I had done it in 3 hours, 46 minutes and 38 seconds. Which was, it was a minute and a half off of a BQ, but that so didn't disappoint me. It was a 25-minute, I think, PR for me, and I met my goal of breaking 4 hours. Saw Emily, and she BQ'd, so I was so excited for her, and you know, now I have something to strive for next year, so we'll see if I can do a marathon next year or the year after. Maybe I can get a little closer to that BQ. But that was it, and I hope you all had a great weekend, and either whether it was racing or training or, you know, just getting out for, you know, some miles. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Hi, this is Beverly from New Mexico, and I've been listening for a few months. I've never heard anyone else from New Mexico call in. As it turns out, not too many people live here, so perhaps that's why. But we do have great weather, no humidity, very few bugs, an amazing Galloway group and coach out here. He's also an Army Master Fitness Trainer, and I've learned so much from him. About a year ago, I had to start working full-time at our business instead of part-time, which means I had to give up exercise during the day and a social life. I heard about the Galloway program through a friend that I could do on evenings and weekends, and I have never looked back. I'm hooked. I love it, and my thoughts are consumed with races. I'm a new runner, less than a year. I've done about 5 or 6 half marathons. I have had no issues, and I would like to train for a full marathon in the next 12 months. My longest run has been about 16 and a half miles, that I did with my friend who is 70 years old. She runs the New York City Marathon every year, and she has qualified in running the Boston Marathon in her younger years, so she is very, very inspiring to run with. I am a larger runner. I'm about 5'10". I weigh about 167, which makes me a slow runner, but that's okay. I am so excited about the Galloway method that I can actually complete half marathons. The reaction I get is, wow, you were doing half marathons? And I then tell them about the run-walk method, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. I've noticed that men are never impressed with the run-walk method, and women usually say, oh, I could do that. when they find out that I do the run walk instead of the run run. I think I am so surprised that I can do this, and deep down I wonder how. I don't know if anyone else has anxiety dreams before the races, but I do, and I will have dreams like during a race that I've lost my shoe or I'm running with no shoes or carrying a bag of rocks around my neck or getting lost or carrying a big box of crackers that are too big to run with. In one of my dreams, I had to climb an obstacle course of folding chairs and play a musical tune on top of the chairs before continuing my race. I'm hoping that as I get more confidence, these anxiety dreams will subside. I am running the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Half Marathon on November 17th with a few ladies from my running group. I'm not a Vegas girl. I've never been, but I've heard the race at night is incredible. So, Kevin, I hope you've enjoyed your stay at Walt Disney World. We just returned there with our from there with our two teenagers. It turns out you were never too old for Disney, and it really is the happiest place on earth.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Scarsdale, New York, with a race report. Last Sunday, on November 3rd, I ran my first New York City Marathon. My day started at 4:30 with my alarm going off, and I was out the door by 5 a.m. in a car service, which took me to Midtown Manhattan, where I then hopped on my charity team's bus to Staten Island. We arrived at Staten Island sometime around 7:45 and made our way over to the charity tent, which was a huge blessing because it was a cold and windy morning, and sitting in a heated tent with bagels, tea, water, Gatorade, and other snacks and private porta potties was definitely a big perk. I unfortunately was starting in wave four. The big downside to being a slow runner is that I had to sit in the tent and wait until my 10:55 start time. The start was at the toll booths to the Verrazano Bridge, and at 10:55, the final cannon went off and we started the race. My game plan, as per Jeff Galloway, was to start at a 30:30 for the first 6 miles and then go to a 30:20 or even a 30:15, depending on how I was feeling. The beginning of the race went well, and I was on pace for my hoped-for finish time, which was about a 5:15. I mean, in my dreams, I wanted a 5 or a sub-5, but realistically, a 5:15 was my goal. But when mile 6 came, I just wasn't feeling fabulous. I don't know if it was getting up at 4:30 and not starting until 11 that caused the problem, or the Gatorade endurance formula wasn't sitting well with me, but I decided to stick with the 30:30. I lost about 4 minutes around mile 10 when I needed to use a porta potty and had to stand in line. So that was a little annoying. And then, oh, the bridges. Yes, the bridges. The 59th Street Bridge, which goes from Queens to Manhattan, although Simon and Garfunkel claim that it is groovy, let me tell you, it is not. It is a 1 mile uphill followed by a 1 mile downhill. And the worst part of the 59th Street Bridge is that my Garmin wasn't picking up a satellite signal very well, so it was telling me that I was running at 17 minutes per mile, even though I was passing people right and left using my run-walk intervals while everybody else was walking. Interestingly, when I reached mile 16 at the far side of the bridge, my Garmin read 15.85 miles. Before the bridge, I had been almost a quarter of a mile ahead. So clearly something wasn't working with the satellite there. Luckily, up on First Avenue on my way north in Manhattan, I got to see my family. My poor husband dragged 3 small children into the city, so they had have the privilege of watching me for about a minute run by on First Avenue. And we ran up First Avenue and across the bridge into the Bronx. I've worked in the Bronx for about 15 years, so it's my home away from home, and I actually enjoyed being in the Bronx, even though the crowds were a little sparser than in other places, just because of my strong affinity with the people of the Bronx. We were soon across another bridge back into Manhattan and down Fifth Avenue, where the crowds were incredible. The big problem for me with this race is that apparently Gatorade Endurance and I don't get along, because from about mile 14 on, I thought I was going to vomit. It meant that I couldn't fuel at all for a solid 10 miles of the race. Around mile 23-ish, I decided to risk a gel just to see if I could get myself through the last 2 miles. And I drank nothing but water, skipped all my electrolyte tabs, and just gutted it out. I was able to stick with the 30-30 the whole race, but I never did go to a 30-20 or the 30-15. My finish time was a PR. It was 5:26:58, which, truth be told, is a 25-minute PR off of my goofy marathon time from January, where I had run a half marathon the day before and the weather was in the 80s at the finish line, but a PR nonetheless. I was happy to have finished. The race was much harder than I had expected. Jeff told me over and over again that this was a difficult course, but I guess until I had run it for myself, I didn't really appreciate it. Oh yeah, that and the 15-mile-per-hour winds that were blowing in our faces for the last 6 miles of the race, that didn't help either. Anyway, New York is incredible. Seriously, I'm a New Yorker. I was born here. I haven't lived my whole life in New York, but I've lived a very good hunk of my life in New York, and it's a great place to run a race. The logistics are tough. Sitting on Staten Island for almost 4 hours was certainly not my idea of a good time, but it was worth it in the end. So that's my story, and thanks to everyone who donated to my charity so that I could run this race, and the whole thing was pretty incredible. So that's it. I hope everyone enjoys their extra mile, and I hope Kevin's having fun in Disney World. Take care. Bye.
So good morning, Kevin. And all the extra mile listeners all over the world. This is Carlos, the running jackal, running to buy his groceries. I've just finished 15 kilometers of a run. I recorded a podcast while I was doing that, but I haven't edited it yet, but I will do when I get home. This run, I'm just recording to acknowledge the wonderful work of everybody sending in their audio submissions to Kevin. I think he's on holiday now, so this will all be evergreened. No mention of date or holidays, but as soon as Kevin's show goes back on the air, I'm hoping to be included. I think I've probably sent about 15 submissions to the show, and I always listen to everybody's submission. I don't know about you, but it gives me a lot of comfort knowing that we're all active and enjoying ourselves. And as they say, whatever it takes to get you through the day, try and run as part of it. So, coffee, ground beef, three different fruits. Three different vegetables, and that should be it. Oh, I probably also need some yogurt. With any luck, this road will take me to to a trail that will lead me down to the library and Safeway. Bye-bye, everybody. Keep on running and join me on the extra mile. Bye-bye.
Hey, hello, extra milers. Dwayne back at you again. Here's my report for the Steamtown Marathon, which is officially behind me. Now you know I finished. Or did I? I could mean that it's sort of behind me in terms of I don't ever want to face that again, and I'm just writing that part of my life off. Well, because I did enter into that race not sure how I was going to be able to run it. I had, I had a calf issue that was keeping me from the last 10 days of running. I didn't get more than a mile or two in before my calf would start to hurt, and so I rested it. All right. Went into it. It was cool. Cool, perfect weather, like I said, when I was heading in. Got there. You park in the dead center of Scranton, and then you find a bus, yellow buses. There's about 1,000 of them that they just pile runners into, and they drive you the 45-minute drive north up onto a mountain, which is about 26.2 miles north of Scranton. This little town called Forest City, and that's where you hop off, and all the high school kids greet you, and you get comfortable in their warm gymnasium and get all set for your start. Plenty of porta pots, plenty of nice people. And it was fun. I sort of, at the start line, I kind of got in with some other people that were shooting for like an 8:30 pace per mile. And we were all kind of excited to hit it. I said, well, I have a Garmin, so I'm going to keep that pace. They coached us. They said, on that first 7 mile downhill, and I mean it's pretty much a steady downhill for the miles 2 to 10 are pretty much a downhill grade. Let's just put it this way: the course gains 300 odd yards, I mean feet in elevation throughout, but it loses 1,200 feet in elevation. So, and a lot of that is that first 7 miles downhill. They say don't get out too fast, don't get too comfortable, and you know, run minutes per mile faster than you normally do, or you're going to regret it at the end. So I said, I'm going to stay at pace, guys. I'm going to stay at pace even on that easy downhill, so we have some energy when we come to the end. So I met these couple girls that were going to try to run the same pace. Well, the cannon went off, and off we went, and I settled into a nice pace, 8:30 average for the first few miles. And on that downhill section, I even was able to increase that a little and felt no calf pain for 2 or 3 miles. I was like, ah, this is going to be a great day. I can't believe it may not show up. Well, at around mile 3, the calf pain started to sneak in. And sure enough, it was there. It kind of leveled off at like a level 5 pain right through mile 10. All right. And I had built up a nice 8:24 average for the first 10 miles. And my calf was sustaining its pain level at about level 5. And I thought, I can hold on to that. I can run this whole thing at that pace, at that pain level. Maybe slightly slower pace as I get down near the end. But I'd still come in under 3:45. That was my goal. Was I able to do it? Well, here's the drama unfolding. Miles 11 through 13, the half marathon mark, the pain started to climb up. 6, 7. By half marathon point, I was at an 8 level pain in my calf, and my gait was starting to change. I was starting to panic a little bit about how I'm going to get through this, if at all. By mile 14 and 15, I had to get off to the side of the road because I was slowing down so much, and I thought, oh, I was minutes away. I was minutes away from just walking for the first time and just not even starting to run again because I was afraid it was just going to be too painful. It was like a 9-level pain at that point. And a guy comes up behind me who I had chatted with earlier. We were talking smack a little earlier when I was comfortable. He's run a lot of the races. I said, well, I'm going to hopefully keep this pace and I'll see you at the finish line. I said, I'm not going to make it easy for you. He says, I don't care. I'm not going to make it easy for you. We were talking smack with each other. Well, this guy, Mark, comes up behind me right when I was about to give up and I hear, Dwayne, come on, what's going on? You're starting to fade on me. I said, I'm hurting, Mark. I'm hurting bad. And he said, we're all hurting. He's made some kind of comment like, you know, we're all going to be hurting. And so I kind of acted like it's cool and I'm just kidding about it hurting. And I'll, you know, and so I ran with him a little bit. Man, don't you know by a mile 17 or 18, for some reason, that calf pain worked itself out and it started to go away. And I started to think, oh, this is actually comfortable again. And I felt like I could keep that pace going right on to the end. So miles 18 through 20 was really fun. And then a different kind of pain started to set in. And this is my third marathon. And of all the half marathons and marathons, very rarely have I hit a point where the fatigue and the pain in my legs and body was enough to make me say, oh, yeah, that was a wall. I hit the wall. Well, I think I hit my first one. And the last part of the Steamtown Marathon was a very difficult 6 miles, 5.5, 6 miles, where it was all I could do to keep running. In fact, I probably ended up walking about 30% of the time going in. 10-minute mile, 9.5-minute mile, 10-minute miles, 10.5, 11.5-minute miles for the last one or two. I lost all that bank time that I sort of had. I probably had about 5 minutes to spare to hit my 3:45 mark early on, but I quickly lost that. And I kind of, you know, you see the finish line about a quarter of a mile ahead of you there, and you hear the crowd cheering outside of the city, and you know that you're going to push. And I did run a good pace the last half mile to finish out. And so it was exciting. It was very painful recovery. I'm telling you now, it is about 7 days since the race, and I'm finally making this report, sorry. It's only today that I feel like I finally have my full legs back without the pain. That's the way the recovery is going for me. So I know a lot of you out there that are doing the run walk would say, well, there's your problem. But I've had success before. The problem this time, I think, was a combination of the calf injury and my slack of miles that I've talked to you about before. But Steamtown was just a beautiful run. I guess I was a little distracted by my pain, so I wasn't able to really enjoy it like I'd like to. I'll probably run it again. It certainly is a very friendly and fun event, and where they make every runner feel like an elite runner. That's how they bill it. So anyway, a good day for me. I didn't see any extra milers there. So, you know, what's up with that? And I'm hoping to run into some more people. By the way, as I'm recording this right now, Nate is recovering from his, Nate from Harrisburg, from his Hershey Half Marathon. I'm sure you'll hear a report on that too. Anyway, that was Steamtown for me. That's about it. I love sharing my races with you guys. I think I'm done racing for the year, but I'm going to keep exercising. I'm going to keep listening and contribute as I feel I can. Again, I really appreciate all you guys. And let's hear what the next report has to offer us.
Hey, everybody. It's Katie. I'm back home. A quick update on the Chicago Marathon. It's Monday morning, the day after the marathon, back in Princeton. And it's a beautiful day here. I'm out for a little recovery walk. Overall, I'm feeling fine. My quads are a little sore. And my left foot, I think I tied my shoe too tight. It's a little bothering me a little bit on the top. But anyway, other than that, I feel good. Pride is hurt a bit. Finished in 6:06, which is, it's still unbelievable to me that I was that slow. But I was over an hour off my goal time. And I don't know. I don't remember my slowest time was like a 5:31 or something in New York back in 2007. You know, 35 minutes or so slower than my slowest time. So that part of it is a bit of a bummer, but indeed it was a beautiful day. Probably all have seen the news that a course record was created yesterday, and many of my colleagues from work had personal best. Just, we had some phenomenal finishes. We had a 2:38, a 3:38, a 3:52, a 4:50, and then like a 4:55, and then I pulled up the rear at 6:06. So from a pride perspective, kind of stinks. I am the only woman on the team, so. And one of the guys is about 7 feet tall, so I think for every three steps I take, he takes one, and that might explain it. But I think I'm just rationalizing it. The course was great. I actually liked it a lot more than New York. I've run New York a couple of times, and maybe it's because I know New York better than Chicago. I don't know. A lot of variety, and it just flew by. The first half, every time I'd see a mile marker, I'd look down for a second, it would seem, I'd look up, and there was another one. So really, you move very fast, and the crowds just keep you going. I did around mile 16, I guess, stop. I was going by an aid station, and there was a woman outside who had PT on the front of her vest, and I asked her if she could rub my shoulders, which she did, because my back and shoulders were just so tense. I think I had all the stress and all the pressure was just sitting there. And that kind of helped take my mind off of it. Mile 18 or so, I put in, I was saving the Extra Mile podcast. I hadn't been using my iPod, but I could feel my energy starting to wane. So I put on the Extra Mile podcast and realize why people don't know what I'm saying to them in German, because I realize just how bad my German is. I'm going to have to practice by listening, record and listen to myself in the future. And then later, Kevin, heard your words of encouragement and comments on your training for Chicago and long runs, etc. So it was great. It was like having a conversation with you. You didn't realize it, but it really helped get me through that mile. By the time I reached mile 20, I was about ready to say, I'm just going to walk the rest of the way, and my team, two good friends of mine who were my support team throughout the day, they met me at 20, and they reminded me that there was just 6 miles to go, and that I have 6 kids, so I should run each mile, 1 mile for each of my kids, excuse me, and that's exactly what I did, and that really helped me get through. The last point, too, was for my husband. Anyway, it was great. At the end, I was passing people left and right, although you feel like you're passing the walking wounded. Most people are limping. So I felt a little guilty actually running past everybody at the end, because I was feeling so great. But anyway, I probably should have used a little bit more of that earlier on in the race. So that's my race report. Kind of sad. Once again, I'm swearing off marathons. I think I'm going to go back to the half marathon and call it a day, or maybe do a marathon every 5 years or something. So that's my story. Have a great evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this, and enjoy your extra mile.
This is Denise in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm finishing up the Jeff Galloway training for 13.1. My race is on the 24th of November. Today is the 13th. I did my longest run on Monday at 14 miles. It was tough. I had to lower my intervals quite a bit the last 5 miles. I had to run in yards and stuff because the roads aren't cleared. I was running the course of the actual race I'm going to run. Felt beat up on the right afterwards, but a day later I felt much better. I appreciate hearing from Sheila, who was one of the guinea pigs in the half marathon training plan. And so I'm going to be going on vacation right after I finish my run, actual race, and kind of wondering what I'm going to do to manage keeping up running and recovering after that. I'll be away from home and in different circumstances, but I'm going to do whatever I can. So, Sheila, I appreciate your honesty of just not feeling like running after the race, and I imagine I will feel the same way. I'm 59 and feeling every year of it, but with the Jeff Galloway, I have never felt better running. Thanks to everyone for their report. It sure encourages me. Bye-bye.
Hello, all you extra milers. It's Mariana from Naples, New York, calling in with a return to training report. I called a little while ago to tell you I'd completed my first half marathon and how happy I was. And then I experienced what Sheila experienced and what Mike talked about, which was mentally losing it. I had been prepared. I had been running, training runs 5, 6, 8, 10 miles, 12 miles up until the time. And then for some reason, after I completed the half marathon, I was mentally exhausted. I had a hard time getting back into it. And I can really, relate to what Sheila was talking about. This is the first time it's really happened to me. I've been running 8 years. I've come back from injury. I've come back from respiratory illness. Always, ready, gung-ho at any time. And this time, Just drained. Just came back from my first, what I consider my first real training run. I'm starting back in. I'm going to do Jeff's app, 10K Improve Time app, which actually goes up to 14 miles, so it's kind of like a half marathon, too. But I just wanted to share that and tell Sheila and Mike, you definitely guys aren't alone, and I think there's probably other people that feel the same way. I want to wish Kevin all the best on his vacation and hope that he also comes back feeling good and healthy. So that's it. Take care, and we'll see you at your Extra Mile. Bye-bye.
Greetings, fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, with another update, life update, training for a life update. November 11th, Veterans Day, Monday. Survived the ankle sprain from last week. Was able to do the bike trainer in the basement, but not able to run. But the pain has subsided, the swelling is down, and back on the Wabash Trace Trail today, an 8-miler, pretty slow. Kind of funny weather. It was 47 when I got up at 5:30, 42 when I went to run at about 7, and whatever time it is now, it's got to be in the low 30s with wind chill in the 20s. It is cold, and tomorrow the low is going to be in the teens. So winter, I think, is getting here in a hurry, so unfortunately, with me, I go to the basement and get on the treadmill, so I'm a wimp. So it might be a while before I check back in, depending on where I'm running. But that's my update. Hope everybody has a good fall that's left of this fall and a winter, and a good winter. So we'll talk to you somewhere down the line. Kevin, hope you're feeling well and back to normal. We'll talk to you, everybody, later. See you guys. Got to go warm up. Bye.
All right, can you hear that background? There's music in the air.
Without any further to do, on a nice Sunday morning, the Grateful Dead.
Watches, hold on. I'm using Run Keeper.
Activity resumed.
So it's about 3.25 miles. I'll get 4, maybe 4 and some change. This is the walk break of a run. But anyway, the Florida weather is unseasonably warm still. Just letting you know, I'm not complaining about it. This is the time of year where they start, where the weather starts dipping into the cool temps at night and more towards the weekend, for some reason towards the weekend, and then it warms up during the week. I don't know what that's about, but I've seen it. It's quite a festival here. There's a lot of people out here. Yeah, this is the time of year where you start to see lots of street festivals, whether it's Dunedin or St. Petersburg or wherever it is. It's lots of fun just to get out in the daytime, especially when the temps are cooler or more seasonable. And get out there with the blue skies and the sunshine, go out with your family and just kind of walk around, see things, and check it out. So that's what's going on here. I am thinking, actually, on two ends of the spectrum. I am thinking about another race.
Never had such a good time in my life before.
There's a race that's going to take place in January up in near Brooksville, Florida, just 60 miles north of me. And it's a 25K, which is a little bit more than I'm used to doing, but, you know, I I have covered that distance before in the past. It's on trail. The price is good. It looks great. I'm trying to get some friends from the Central 5K Runners Club. Let's see if they're interested. Approaching the actual glass-like waters of the intercoastal, and the sky does have a whole new look to it. I should get a picture of this. Let's do that. Mind if I take a picture? We're approaching a half moon. I always look up when I'm feeling kind of goofy to see if it's a full moon or not. So I kind of believe in that. But it's a half. I don't think you tuned in to hear mumbling and grumbling and plodding along in the traffic background. So, I think I am going to cut this short. And until I spreek to you again, it's just Norm. And I do love you guys.
Am I recording? Yes, I am. Here we go. So, hey man, this is Chris. I'm down in Atlanta. It's early in the morning. I'm out running on some railroad tracks. Actually, on the MARTA tracks. So you folks, remember, if you're running on train tracks, sometimes there's trains. Gotta watch out for that. But it's pretty dicey. Not really designed for running. I'm not about to run down the middle of the tracks. But anyhow, marathon of the month. I went last weekend and ran the Fort Myers Beach Marathon. Well, I ran some of it. It was miserable. I don't know what happened. But my legs, I just didn't show up. You know? So I was hurting early and... I don't know why. It might have been the humidity. I don't know how you people run in that crap. So, I just sort of suffered the whole way through. But got done. I don't feel so bad this week because I didn't really work that hard. But every time I'd try to get on pace... Ooh, there's a nice pile of railroad ties right there. And you landscapers. Anytime I try to get on pace... My heart rate was just through the ceiling, up zone 5, zone 6, and I don't know, you might have had a bug or something. I toughed it out. Marathon of the month, number 8, Fort Myers Beach done. And Kevin, sorry to hear about your achy breaky heart. Stayed with a friend of yours down there at the Zen condo with the Zen runner himself. So there you go. That was fun. He had a, you should get him to tell you his story about how he didn't run the half marathon because of a, I don't know, I guess a comedy script that could be written in Hollywood. He ended up not making the starting line. But, yeah, so there you go. Hope you guys are having a great fall. It's starting to get cold. All right, I gotta go. I'm coming towards the road.
There you go, episode 120 of the Extra Mile Podcast. What great stuff. If you can't tell, I am addicted to you guys, I'm telling you. Lots of great stuff. I got a lot of notes, a lot of emails. Obviously some submissions in today's episode mentioned my little issue with atrial fibrillation. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank you all for your kind words, thoughts, and prayers. I appreciate it very much. I'm going to try pretty hard now to stop discussing that. And I hope to stop thinking about it as much as I do. What's the phrase that Timon and Pumbaa say?
Times like this, my buddy Timon here says, you got to put your behind in your pants.
Now, now.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to do that. So, thanks very much. I love you guys. How cool is it? These are just random thoughts but after today's episode, by the way. How cool is it that Carlos runs to get his groceries? I'm so envious of that. And I'm not even sure why. It's just very cool. Thanks for sharing, Carlos. And, of course, Chris Russell made a comment about Adam Tinkoff and a funny story about not making it to the starting line down at Fort Myers. So I may have to put the enforcers on our good friend, the Zen Man. So that's it, folks. Appreciate you taking us along. Love that you downloaded us and spent the last hour with us. I'm pretty certain that I will not have another episode out prior to Thanksgiving this year. So, if you're in the United States, where we will celebrate Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving. And whether you're in the United States or not, my prayer is that you all have lots to be thankful for and take a moment to thank those around you who've been a part of that. And that's what I'm doing right now. Thanks for making this last year in my life a lot more enjoyable than it would have been without you. Till next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.